You don't have a productivity problem, you have a priority problem. Welcome or welcome back to The Creation of Her. I have been wanting to come out with this episode for such a long time. I just needed to compile all of my tips and hacks. And you know what? There will be a more advanced part two because I realize that you cannot just throw everything at everyone all at once. As someone who juggles a bajillion and one things and I love my life and I never feel rushed or overwhelmed, I truly feel as though I have mastered time management, which I don't really like to call time management, and you're gonna see why, but we are going to for the sake of the video. But anyways, as I was saying, welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, we talk about all things leveling up. I want to close the gap between who you are now and that person that you want to be, and that comes from looking at all the areas of your life, such as productivity, feminine energy, health, well-being, finances, mindset shifts, and all of the above. We just get all the good vibes over here, so if that sounds like your vibe, then make sure to subscribe or follow wherever you're watching. I'll wait. Did you do it? Okay, let's get started. Time management and productivity seems like a big topic to handle. Like if you are someone who's very lazy or procrastinates a lot, you think you have to change a bunch of things about your life. And maybe you do, but it's not gonna be that complicated. And it's actually pretty simple. You just have to do the steps for real. I'm gonna be giving you the main foundation of time management. And once you can master that, everything else falls into place. And obviously I have my little hacks here and there. But just for some credibility, I am finishing my last year in university. So I'm still a student. I've owned a business for 3 years, and that business has like three different pillars in it. I have my podcast. I post on social media on multiple platforms every single day. I'm also a UGC creator, so I handle those clients. And then I have like so many other things that tie into my digital marketing business. And I have a startup right now. And on top of that, I go to the gym every day. I get over 10,000 steps every day. I eat healthy every day. I eat my meals on time every day. Not because I'm a robot, not because I'm super woman, well, kind of, but only because I've done so much trial and error with myself. And that's kind of what this journey is. But as somebody who has done so much trial and error over the years, I can save you some time and give you some tips. So here is the thing, which is kind of counterintuitive to my title, but you don't actually manage time. I don't know if you know who this is, but there was this, I guess, philosopher, self-improvement person. His name was Earl Nightingale, very famous. And he apparently would get so much done and seemed so productive, except he was never rushing and kind of looked like he did everything seamlessly. Now, I don't remember the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, you don't master time, you master what you do with it. Now, I was listening to Bob Proctor's book where he said that he asked Earl Nightingale, how did you master time management? And this is like more or less, right? I don't remember the exact quote, but Earl Nightingale said, nobody masters time management. I don't master time management. Time is an illusion. We all have the same time. I just mastered activity management, which is so true. Time is probably the biggest illusion ever. I mean, we know this since a young age because when we're having fun, time goes by fast. And when we're bored, time goes by super slow. And then on top of that, you have just as much time as the billionaires versus the homeless people on the street. They all have the same 24-hour clock. One person does not have more time than the other. One person is just more efficient with their time, and they know how to manage their activities better and know how to prioritize better. So if you ever felt like, I don't have enough time, I'm gonna call you out right now, because that is a lie. We all have the same 24 hours. You have the same 24 hours as Elon Musk, as Beyonce, and as the barista at your local coffee shop. The difference is our efficiency and how we spend our time. Likewise, before I even get into trying to talk about time management, you have to understand that we have a limited time on this earth, which for some people can be a bit uncomfortable to talk about death or whatever, but it's true, and it's a reality that each and every one of us face. And since we have limited time on this earth, that's why it's so important to get into the topic of managing your time, because you need to learn how to use your brain efficiently, use the tools of the modern world, because we're in the modern world, efficiently, and delegate things that you do not need to do yourself, so that you can spend the rest of your time doing activities that fall in line with your purpose here on earth, and so that you can have more time in non-productive or non-work related things, so that you can have more time of life where you are building meaningful connections, spending time with your family, and ultimately so you can get to your deathbed happy with how you spent your time. Section number one, like I said, you don't have a productivity problem, you have a priority problem. As long as you don't figure out what your priorities are, you're always going to be spending time on things that don't matter. Now, if you didn't do this in the beginning of the year, you can do this at any time in your life, but just get out a piece of paper or your notes in whatever device and brain dump all of your goals. And I'm talking, it could be goal for tomorrow, it could be goal in 5 years from now. Just brain dump everything. You can also section them out into the different areas of your life. And now look at your goals and I need you to pick out your priorities. If you are stuck and you don't know which are your priorities, think of it this way. Your priorities are not the things that make you feel productive, but they are the things that will actually move you closer to the highest version of yourself. So reading 20 pages of a fiction book every day, that is more like a hobby. That is not part of your productivity list, because it's probably not going to make you get to that level of the highest version of yourself faster than, for example, making a podcast or taking a lesson of that course that is going to teach you how to build your dream business. You cannot pair reading 20 pages of a fiction book and doing the next lesson of that really important course in the same category, and you cannot just prioritize them on the same level, because then you're always going to feel overwhelmed, you have no priorities, and you're always going to be stuck. So make sure you have your priorities no more than 5, and make sure that those priorities are made into goals and make them SMART goals. I think most of us learn this in school, but basically that's just specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. I did not even remember the acronym, so I wrote it down so that I make sure all my goals are in line with that. Because once you have actionable steps, you can make tasks that you can prioritize. Do not make it overcomplicated, make it SMART. Now, this was the absolute biggest game changer for me when it came to productivity. So I thought that the more I do, the more productive I am, right? So my to-do lists have always been extremely, extremely long. So I have two methods for organizing your to-do list, and I have two to-do lists. I have like a long-term one that's like all my to-dos basically for my life, and then I have like my daily to-do list. So right now, if you have a really long to-do list that could drag on for potentially a month, if you are one of those people, I'm going to need you right now to brain dump everything in your mind. It could be to-dos for today, tomorrow, and for the next month, the next year, and you are going to separate that into urgent, or that could be like urgent and important, and then you're going to do, I do time-sensitive fluff, and then I do fluff. So these are things that are like, whether they get done now or in 2 months doesn't really matter. And then I have to do later. So like within 3 months from now, like just something to revisit. So that's important, time sensitive, but not really important, fluff, and then to do later. So that's just for those of you who have like a really long list and just a lot of to do's in your head. Just you can put everything in a brain dump and, you know, just organize it in your head, but on paper or on a screen. Now, when it comes to your daily to do list, and what matters is the daily portion, right? Because it's what you carry out every day that ultimately is the big picture of how productive you are. You are going to need to stop overloading your to-do list. I promise you, I know you're gonna think the more I do, the more I can get done, I'm gonna feel more productive. You're not. What matters is that you're getting done the priorities and the things that are going to give you the best results. So since I'm really nice, if you are watching on YouTube, we are going to do my tomorrow's to-do list together, because I feel like I have so much to do tomorrow, because it is my last day before I leave for a trip, and you know how those days are. But obviously, if you're listening on the podcast, I'm still gonna be saying everything out loud. So here's a template for your daily to-do list that we are following. So instead of having an overloading to-do list, you can again brain dump everything you need to do. So I kind of do this throughout the week. Like I'll be like brain dumping since Monday what I have to do on Thursday and Friday. So by the time Wednesday comes, I already have kind of like a brain dump for Thursday, or I can just keep adding to the brain dump right now. Point is, you brain dump everything you have to do tomorrow. Then you are going to categorize all of those tasks into 3 time blocks. So that is going to be things that are 5 minutes or less, things that are 5 to 30 minutes, and then things that are 30 minutes plus. And then you're going to pick your top 3 priorities for the day. So even if I don't do this system for whatever reason, no matter what, without fail, I will always choose my top 3 priorities for the day. And more than anything, I will focus on that. And I'm like, okay, as long as I get these done, we are chilling, we are smooth sailing. No more than 3, okay? Only 3 priorities for the day. Because once it gets more than that, it gets hectic and it leads to a bunch of other stuff. It leads to procrastination, overeating, if that's how you procrastinate, which was my problem. Only 3, okay? So once you pick your 3 priorities, then we go into scheduling your day in a time block, which we're going to get into is like the best thing you could ever do. And then you're going to put in your things that are like, you can't move them around. For example, this is like a meeting, this is a class time, this is a social event, like things that are at a specific time, you put those in, and then you will schedule in your 3 priorities as if they were a meeting, and you already know how much time each priority is going to take. Anyways, enough yapping. Let's get into planning my day for tomorrow so you can see exactly what I'm talking about in real time. Okay, so let's go over everything I have to do for tomorrow. This is the brain dump part. And when I tell you out loud, it's going to sound like a lot. And if I was just looking at this, I'd probably be overwhelmed. And this is separate from like my daily habits, right? This is not even like my 12K steps, my healthy meals, my supplements. This is just random things that don't have to do with the things I do every day. So that in mind. But it's fine because tomorrow's going to be productive and it's still going to be a super amazing day. So I have to redo my Khloe Kardashian routine, which is actually so cool because I have this series that's blowing up on Instagram. Instagram and TikTok. I did like Kris Jenner's morning routine and Khloe Kardashian's morning routine, and they've gotten like a couple million views each of them, so that's cool. And then I did Khloe Kardashian's routine and she commented on my video and she was like, oh, actually I don't do pre-workout meal, I just like have it on coffee, but you did amazing, blah blah blah. So I'm like, oh, gives me an excuse to redo it then. But that was like so cool that she like commented. I was like, oh, okay, queen. Anywho, we're gonna redo her routine for funsies, and then I need to call my landlord, or that's not what she is, but I need to call someone to deal with like my rent. Then I'm going to batch all of next week's content, and then I'm gonna start my timeline for coaching. So if you don't know, I'm in a journey of becoming a life coach, and I want to just find a really good program for that so that I can like give the best work. And then I need to do some assignments for school and a quiz, and then I need to go buy a dress and buy my friend a birthday gift, and then I have to pack for Belgium. So that's everything we got to do tomorrow. And actually, not gonna lie, a lot of these are priorities, but we're just gonna pick three that are like the absolute most important. And how I usually see it is like, which of these is getting me the most money, or which of these would like my life turn upside down if I don't do it this day. So let's get into it. There's my brain dump, that's step one checked, and then we're gonna categorize this into three time blocks. So let's do 5 minute, then we'll do the 5 to 30 minute, and then we're gonna do 30 minutes plus. So 5 minutes, contacting my landlord is literally 5 minutes because I just have to send her a text. I just don't feel like doing it today. I'm kidding, that goes against one of my rules, because if it's like 5 minutes or less, I always do it. It's just that it's past working hours, so I'm not gonna text her. Chloe's routine, that's plus 30 minutes, but it's like I'm gonna have a morning routine anyways, so like, is it really? We're just gonna put it at 30 minutes plus for now. In class, oh, I didn't say that. In class, working on my secret startup and plan tasks for the weekends, that is like 5 to 30 minutes, both of those things. So we're just gonna put that there, and I'm probably gonna end up doing that in class. And then batching all of next week's content, for sure more than 30 minutes. Getting a dress and a gift, for sure more than 30 minutes. I also have to work out, so I'm just gonna add that there too, because that's definitely more than 30 minutes, and I should definitely schedule that in. Starting my timeline for coaching, that's honestly 5 to 30 minutes. And then packing for Belgium, I would say that's 5 to 30 minutes too, because I am a quick packer. And then week one assignment and quiz due, honestly I'm gonna roll that over to Friday, because I'll do it for in class, or we'll see. I'm just gonna write it down, and it's not a priority because I know it's not due tomorrow, so it's just if it gets rolled over, it's not a big deal. So I'm just gonna put it in 5 to 30 minutes for now, like don't be stressing right now. So that's organized, and now we're just going to pick our top three for the day and schedule them in like they are non-negotiable meetings. So how I do this is I just put a star, and I do this all on my notes app in Apple, and then I will usually put that into Notion, but we're gonna go into the programs I use for organizing my life after. So for sure, I need to batch content because I'm not gonna be able to film in Belgium. So for sure, batch all of next week's content. For sure, get a dress and a birthday gift because I'm leaving to Belgium. For sure, I need to pack for Belgium. Now in my head, my workout is also non-negotiable, but like I won't die if I miss it. But then again, it's part of my daily habits that I do anyway, so I know I'm not gonna miss it. You see what I'm saying? And I have a rule with myself, I will only pick three priorities, so I'm only picking three priorities. You see how quick that was? Now that is done, it's usually even quicker because I'm going through it with you guys and I'm talking about it. But usually I can plan my entire day tomorrow within like 5 minutes. All you need to organize your life is 5 minutes. Once you have a system, that is all that matters. So now we're going to take that and we are going to just time block my day tomorrow. So if I'm doing Chloe's morning routine, that means I'm going to wake up at like 4:30. So let's just start at 4:30. Oh, I do not want to wake up at 4:30, but we're going to do it. And if anything changes and I decide not to do her routine, then we'll be waking up at 6. You know what? You know I'm gonna be up late tonight, so we're gonna like probably roll over her routine. But anywho, I'll just put 6 to 8 morning routine because that is my morning routine. And then I know I for sure from 9 to 12 I have to go to some classes. So these are things that are already set in stone. Like I said, the things that are set in stone, you do that. And then probably right after class from 1 to 3 I'm going to get my dress and get the gift. And then from 4 to 6 I'm going to batch my content. And then from 6:30 to 8:30 I am going to go work out. And then from like 9 to 9:30 I'm going to pack and sleep. So this is like a very basic time scheduled routine for the day. And then once I go into Notion, where I have a template where everything is per the hour, which I will give you guys the access or the link to the Notion that I created for you guys, then I can go and add in all the other stuff. But I know that at minimum I have to do the things that have a star next to them, which is getting the dress and the gift, batching content, and packing and
sleeping. And then whatever else fits in the middle, I will put those in.
So just those simple 5 minutes every day is how you move forward instead of feeling overwhelmed. Now, section number two, obviously, is all about the power of time blocking. If you don't know where to start, if you are not being productive, if you feel stuck, if you feel overwhelmed and you are not time blocking yet, what are you doing? Especially if you have a really busy life, if you have kids, if you have school, if you have work, if you have this, if you want to work out, you want to be on your wellness game, you have to time block your day. It's going to change your life, and it may sound meticulous, but you can obviously leave blank spaces, and it's just going to help you so that you're not over planning and so that you actually use your time effectively. And it kind of pressures you into finishing things in a certain amount of time so that you don't procrastinate. Basically, all it means is that instead of just writing a to-do list, you're giving each task a time slot. So for example, that can look like what I just showed you. Or let's say from 9 to 11 a.m. you do deep work, and then from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. you do meetings and emails, and then from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. you're doing creative work and planning, and then from 3 to 5 p.m. you have like gym and personal time, and then maybe at dinner you have like a dinner with your boyfriend or whatever. Time blocking works so well because you get rid of over planning, and then you eliminate procrastination as much as you can because you have a clear timeline. So if you know you only have 1 hour to finish this task and it's from 4 to 5, you're not going to go scroll on TikTok for 30 minutes because you're like, wait, according to my timeline that I made for myself, I need to finish this task by 5 o'clock. And then also your brain knows what to focus on. Like, your brain knows what's coming. The day feels organized. So it gets rid of decision fatigue, and it gets rid of constantly thinking about what you have to do throughout the day, because that takes up energy. Another game changer that I need to talk about in this section is having daily themes, especially if you are a very busy person, or especially if you're self-employed. Oh my gosh, daily themes are just a game changer. So another thing that takes a lot of energy is jumping between tasks that use a different part of your brain. I feel like if you're a content creator, you can really relate to this. But for example, as a content creator, you have filming, and then you have like admin stuff, and then you have editing, and then whatever other kind of side hustles you got on the side, because we usually have other things on the side too. So what I do is that I have daily themes. So for an example, on Mondays, I work on my new startup. On Tuesdays, I film. On Wednesdays is fluff day or catch-up day for anything I didn't catch up on Monday and Tuesday. And then let's say Thursday is filming, and then Friday is a rest day, and then this day is for podcasts, and then this day is for something else. So I only have 2 days that are set in stone. Like Mondays and Sundays, I definitely do the same thing because it makes the most sense to do these tasks on those days. But the rest of the days, I'll get to choose. So let's say Tuesday, I wake up and I don't really feel like filming. I feel like doing admin stuff or whatever. Then I'll have my admin day on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, I'll most likely film because I've rested and I have more energy to film. That way, I'm still keeping myself as much as possible in my feminine energy by giving myself choice, but by staying in one kind of state or wave or vibe throughout the day is so helpful for your energy because you enter a flow state. And once you, when you start switching like from editing to filming to this to that all in the same day, it tires your energy out and it just makes you crash and makes you feel yucky and unproductive. So daily themes are definitely something that you can look into if you think that would be helpful for the kind of lifestyle that you have. And if not, you can have like 2 or 3 daily themes a week. So let's say on Sundays you have Sunday reset, and then you know that on this day you are usually always up for a rest day. So then that's that. And then at least one day of the week you have a theme of whatever side hustle or project you're working on. This just reduces that mental switching and makes your week flow better. Plus, it's really good for our brain to be doing different things. When you're in the same exact routine every day, doing the same thing every day, it is not good for your brain. It's not good for the flexibility and the neurons in your brain. It's just not the vibes. Section number three, so important, is delegation and automation. Let's be real. There is zero reward for doing everything yourself. I'm sorry, but no one is going to give you a reward at the end of the day for doing everything yourself, and nobody cares. No one cares how much you can do. If anything, I mean, people don't even care about your results. At the end of the day, people care about their lives. You care about your results. But if anything, people care about your results. So it's not about how many tasks you're doing. It's about how efficient you are so you can reach your goals faster. Stop trying to win the most exhausted person award. Stop. You need to delegate what drains your energy. If you're already at the point where you can hire an assistant, and I'm talking, I have multiple assistants, and it's not like, oh my God, I have assistants. Like, I have multiple assistants. No, girl, I pay them not a lot, and I got them from Upwork, and they're usually outsourced from out of the country just because the pay rate is a little bit lower. And if I want to pay them more, I pay them more. But assistants or virtual assistants are really not that expensive. So if you're already at that point where you can get like a virtual assistant to do any of your admin things that you don't need to do that as soon as you can, because it'll free out hours. I'm talking hours out of your day and your weeks. Like, if I was still doing everything that my assistant does for me, I remember I was super burned out. I was just sending pitch after pitch after pitch. It was just the same pitch over and over again. Like, I don't need to be doing that. I hire someone to do that. So look at all your tasks. That brain dump that you made, that whole like fluff and urgent and whatever, look again at that brain dump and write what you can delegate. Whether it's an assistant that you hire, and maybe it's not even assistant, it could also just be a family or a friend. Like, for example, when my friends are starting their business, I would help them take pictures for her jewelry line or whatever. My friend has a jewelry line, so I would help her take pictures, I would model in them, and that was me giving her a favor. And also I had fun. So like, the people in your life want to help you, you know, so let them help you. And sometimes it's not even people or hiring people or whatever the case is, it's just the modern tools of the world. For example, I have a super ridiculously cheap meal delivery service, so that takes a huge weight off my shoulder, a bunch of time off my shoulders. Off my shoulders, is that even the right thing to say? I don't know. Anyways, you understand what I'm saying. But I also got an air fryer, and that takes a lot of time off of me too, because I just like put whatever in there and it cooks on its own while I'm doing something else. I swear, I will cook meals for the whole week in an air fryer, and the actual movement, like any movement I'm doing, is probably like 10 minutes in total. And that is literally me just throwing something in the air fryer, seasoning it, letting it cook, and then I just take it out and put it in Tupperware. Like, you need to be smart. Another thing I started delegating was my dishes. Tell me why I never grew up like using a dishwasher. It's just like, I'm from a Haitian household. I don't know if Haitians just don't use dishwashers, because I don't know one that does. But anyways, now that I live alone, I started using my dishwasher. Like, how dumb does that sound? I know, but I swear it took so much time off of my week, and I didn't even realize, like all the time that it took me added up for me to wash the dishes by hand, dry them, whatever, versus me just putting it in the dishwasher. Oh my gosh, like I saved so much time. So it's even little switches like that. Section number 4 is honestly just a mindset shift. Like, it's about choosing how you spend your time. And I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Since today, you're going to stop saying I don't have time. You have time. Even if you think you don't have time, even if it sounds like the truthful thing, just don't even say it. It's so negative. Make it a rule with yourself. Stop saying I don't have time. The truth is, you do have time. You have the same amount of time as everyone else. And just because, yes, you have to go to school and then take care of your kid and then go to work and whatever, you still have the time. You still have the same 24 hours. Yeah, it seems unfair because you have these other obligations or whatnot, but you have the time. It's just being spent in this place and this place and this place. So stop saying that you don't have the time, because you do, and start saying that I'm choosing to do this with my time. Do I technically have to go to school tomorrow to finish my degree? I guess, but I'm not going to say that, because technically I could also just decide to skip and move to another country tomorrow because I have free will. So no, I don't have to go to school. I'm choosing to go to school because I want to finish my degree for myself, because I already put so much work in and I want to make my parents happy. So you do have time. You are just choosing to spend it differently. And that comes with awareness, okay? If you watch 3 hours of Netflix, that's fine. Just own it. Because let me tell you, babe, when that next season of Dubai Bling comes out, I'm sitting on that couch for 8 hours straight. I don't care what anyone tells me, but guess what? I'm going to own it, and I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm going to even schedule out the time for Dubai Bling. But don't be saying that you don't have time to work out when your screen time shows that you were just scrolling on TikTok for an hour. Be real with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Lying is not cute. Lying is not fun, and it is not serving you. It is your 24 hours. It's nobody else's 24 hours. So you can have fun with it, and you can decide where you want to invest it. It's like cash. It's like you have $24 and you choose where you're splitting up that $24. It's actually fun to manage your time. Another tip that might be helpful for you, maybe not for everyone, because some people have like 12-hour shifts or just different things, but this worked for me for a very long time, which is the 8-8-8 rule. So that's basically sectioning out your time so that you have 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, and 8 hours of life. Pretty self-explanatory. The work part is just work and other endeavors and projects and whatnot. And then the life part is like working out, cooking, eating your meals, hanging out with friends, etc. And lastly, section number 5 is very important. It's all about rest and accountability, which are my two non-negotiables when it comes to time management, of course. Rest was not always a non-negotiable for me, but once I realized not only how much it helped my health and my nervous system and all that stuff, but also how productive it made me, getting burnt out will never be productive, because I can go like a month on end where I'm not taking any rest. I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm being so productive. Boom, the next month I'm crashed out for 2 weeks. Lowest level of productivity ever possible. Like not resting is probably the most unproductive thing you can do for yourself. And also it's not sustainable, and that's not living. Like not resting and just working all the time is not living. At the end of the day, you're working, you're being productive so that you can have more resources in your life or create a purpose or whatnot, so you can just have a better life, lead a better life, be a better example, etc. Don't make your work more important than it is. yes, it's important, but it can also be enjoyable and be in like a flow with your life work balance. Rest is productive. And as far as my non-negotiables go, which I recommend, is having at least one rest day or chill day at most, and then at least a daily downtime or a daily rest time. So for me, sometimes I'll end up working into the night and I don't really mind that, but no matter what, I need my mornings for myself. Like my mornings will always be my me time, be my chill time, and that is a non-negotiable for me, and no one can get in the way of that, unless like Rihanna said she wants to like meet me at 6 a.m. then at that point, girl, you can have my morning. All right, we're getting carried away. But as I was saying, you cannot work 24/7 and expect long-term results, because that's not life, that's not living, that's not fun, that's not loving, that's not feminine. Get on with it. But anyways, you cannot work 24/7 and expect long-term results. That is not living, that is not fun. You are not a robot. That is nowhere near feminine. I personally like to manage my time just so that I can get the things I want to get done in an efficient manner, so that I have the rest of my time to live in life, have fun, be feminine, etc. Number two is that accountability changes literally everything, and you need a system to be accountable with yourself. So that can either be a habit tracker that maybe you write on a paper and then you check it off on your wall. That could be a to-do list that you're crossing off every day. Or recently I started getting an accountability partner for my little self-improvement tasks, and that changed the game for me, because I actually get stuff done, because like you don't want to let the other person down and they're also doing the task and they're showing you that they're doing the task, and like it's honestly the best thing that I ever did. And I think that from now on I'm just always going to get accountability partners for things that I really want to do on a consistent basis. But accountability is everything, because if you're not seeing results, you need something to look back on and be like, oh yeah, I actually was not doing what I thought I was doing. The other non-negotiable, like I said, is having your three priorities a day. But even on top of the three priorities, at least mentally, think of your number one priority, which is like, if you have the worst day ever, the busiest day ever, everything just goes downhill, but you got that one thing done, then you're good. You know, like you need that one priority mentally every single day. Another non-negotiable is not using the word should. I do not use the word should at all, but especially when it comes to my time management and my productivity, like saying things like, oh, I should have done that or whatever. We don't say I should have, okay? We're saying I was doing the best I could with the knowledge and understanding that I had, and when I know better, I'll do better. You're always learning and you're always refining your system. So things that did not go well are actually a blessing, because it shows you that it's not you that failed, it's just the system that failed, and now you have to refine it and try again. For example, this is just a little hack I'm gonna throw in there for you guys. There are two hacks to productivity, which I stand by both of them, but it depends on who you are. So number one is the eat the frog method, which is basically like you do the hardest or most like mentally weighing task first thing. Or if you're on the other spectrum of procrastination, you will do the easiest thing to do and then build momentum from there. So if you don't know which one is going to work for you, I would say for 1 or 2 days, try the eat the frog method, and first things first, do the hardest thing or the thing that's taxing on you the most mentally. And then the next 2 days, try starting with like the easiest task and then the next easiest task and the next easiest task until you get everything done, and then see which works for you. Because I've seen both methods work for different kinds of people. So just see what works for you. And that way you are practicing trial and error with yourself as well, which is also so important. And that's kind of what this journey is all about. And that way you can be your most productive self. And lastly, once you get into your groove, you're gonna want to start habit stacking, which is also like just such a cheat code to life. I do this with so many things. Like I have like certain podcasts or audios that I will listen to every day, or like my audiobook, for example, and I will do that while I'm walking. So I'm habit stacking my 12K steps with my Audible book. Or while you're brushing your teeth, you can say your gratitude list, or while you're brushing your teeth, you can mentally plan your top priorities for the day. Sometimes I also listen to subliminals while I'm sleeping, or while I'm doing my makeup, I'm listening to a podcast, etc., etc. So it's basically just stacking habits together, and that will also free up a lot of your time. So let's wrap this up, and here's what I want you to take away from this video. One, prioritize what actually moves your life forward the most. Two, delegate, automate systems such as pitching emails. That is just the same thing all the time. Write out that template and just pitch it, or send it to your virtual assistant to do it. And then again, use those modern tools, like I said, you know, a dishwasher. Yep. Number three, time block your days and theme your days for maximum focus. Number four, shift your mindset to an internal locus of control and know that it is you that is controlling your time all day, always. And number five, know that rest Accountability and habit stacking will keep you on track long term. Your time is your power. It is an illusion, but it is still a real thing in this 3D world. So once you can be efficient and just learn how to manage your activities within the time frame, that's where you're going to win. Protect your days, own it, spend it wisely, and have fun with your activities throughout the day. If this episode helped you, let me know. And if you think it could help someone else, please share it. Like this video, leave me comments. I love the comments that you guys leave me. And of course, subscribe so that you can see more from me, and stay tuned for next week's episode. Bye!